down to the 15-yard line, where it's brought in by number 18, Garrett Bowles. He has a little bit of running room out to about the 25-yard line. Tackle made by number 60, Jeremy Velasquez, for Cass City on special teams. Lakers now trail 16-0 with 11:48 left in the first half, and they'll start this drive at the 25-yard line.
No need to panic. This is only their second possession of the game. If they find a way to score here, they're only down a score. At some point, if you're going to win this game, your defense is going to have to make a stop. They have a few adjustments to make, but right now, it's Cass City and their creativity moving Cathrell around. They mixed in a passing play early. It did not work, but it certainly has opened up the running game, a fourth down conversion for Cass City. So a few things have gone Cass City's way in this game. We'll see if Lakers can answer with their first score.
Garrett Bowles on the handoff, and Alex Perry swings him down in the backfield for a 3-yard loss of the 22-yard line. Second down, 13 to go now for Lakers. Right to left across your radio, 16-0 Cass City.
Not fooling anybody. Bryce Sears keeps it around the left side for himself, and he's got two lead backers blocking the way, but apparently neither of them decided that blocking Alex Perry would be a good idea, and Alex Perry blows through that offensive line into the backfield and chops down Sears in the backfield for a 3-yard loss.
Other area scores going on just a minute into the second quarter. Harbor Beach leads Brown City 21-0. Bad Axe over USA. No,
USA
actually,
USA just scored
over Bad Axe. 8 for USA, 7 for Bad Axe in the second quarter. Second down, 13 for Lakers. Bryce Sears rolling to his left, looking to pass. No one open, now has to let it fly. It is caught by Garrett Bowles, and he runs out of bounds at the 41-yard line. A nice catch and run from Garrett Bowles on the very last second run or throw from Bryce Sears, and move the chains for the Lakers.
It wasn't 19 who caught the ball, was it? Was
18.
It 18, Garrett Bowles? Well, a great throw, though, by Bryce Sears. Coming across his body, running to his left, as he's got to turn his body and throw across his body away from his momentum, and he throws a dime because number 44, Alex Perry, was right there in coverage, stride for stride, but he leads him out front, and he throws it to where only his receiver can catch it, and it was a big play for Lakers.
Hand off to Zach Kretschmer around the right side. He breaks free of one tackle, and at the second tackle, Sandon Cathrell wraps him up at the 49-yard line inside Cass City territory. So a 10-yard gain on first and 10, and this is going to be very close to moving the chains once again. And officials want to look at this one. There it is. They're signaling, move the chains, first and 10, after Zach Kretschmer, 10 yards.
And a great run there by Kretschmer, but Hayden Horn, your end on that side, got fooled. He bit into the middle of the field. He bit on that play. He did not hold down his end, and Kretschmer was able to freely run around the edge, and Cathrell had to take him down. Otherwise, it was pay dirt for the Lakers. So a couple back-to-back big plays, but it's set up by that passing play of Sears. Opened up the running game there on first down.
Double wing offense, since Bulls in motion. Handoff to 23, Kretschmer. He tries to plunge forward for about a yard, yard and a half, out to the 47-yard line. Going to be a gain of maybe 2 yards. Tackle made by Noah Zaleski for Cass City. Second down, 8 yards to go.
Good discipline by the defensive front of Cass City. They don't fall for the high snap. They don't fall for the fake to the left. It's that counter back to the right. To Kretschmer, and he runs right into the arms of Zaleski, and he doesn't miss him. A 1 yard gain on that play.
Second down, according to the spot, 9 to go for the Lakers at the 48-yard line. Same formation, Bryce Sears under center, now Kretschmer in motion. Bryce Sears rolls to his left, now to his right. He's in trouble, and he lets this one fly the last second, and this one's going to be nearly caught by number 19 that time, Dalton Horetzky. At the 38-yard line, Bryce Sears let that one fly at the very last second before being ripped down by a number of white jerseys. Incomplete, third down and 9.
When you're retreating backwards, because again, Alex Perry was chasing him around quite humorously in the backfield, to be honest with you. Garrett, if he's able to spin around and make that throw. And normally throwing it down the field and the opposite side of the field is a horrible thing. But if he could have got any more on it, Dalton Horetzky couldn't have been more wide open. Which leads me to the question where Sandon Cathrell is in the secondary. Because he is the deep safety and no one should get behind you. And he come over very late, and he's lucky that that play was not a huge completion for the Lakers.
It's a pitch to the left side to Garrett Bowles. As coming out of the middle, absolutely nowhere, Alex Perry rips him down at the 49-yard line on the other side of the field. It's a loss of 3 on the play. Now fourth and 11 for the Lakers.
Wow. I think if he hit a tree like that, the tree would have broken half. He absolutely broke Bowles in half there in the backfield. Again, coming freely are these linebackers, Alex Perry and Colin Rubel on the other side. Those guys have been in the backfield, it feels like, almost every play. And somebody on that offensive line or those lead-blocking fullbacks, somebody's missing Alex Perry, and he's not the smallest kid on the field. Somebody's got to pick him up. Now it's fourth down and very long for Lakers.
And Lakers calls a timeout facing a fourth and 12. Kansas City's fired up. This will be the first timeout of Lakers in this half. 8:42 left in the second quarter. 16-0. Kansas City leads Lakers right here on the WLW Sports Center. We'll stick with you here. Dave Hansen, what do you think Coach Steve Herberg has drawn up?
Well, he's just a yard shy of midfield. And fourth down and 12, yes, they have the ability to throw the ball. They're probably one of the top three passing teams in the Greater Thumb Conference. And 15 years ago, you said that's irrelevant stat. But in today's world, it is relevant. And they do have an opportunity to complete this possession. But your defense has not answered the call yet. They're 0-for-2. They've given up two scores. And to me, I do not want to give this Kansas City offense field position where that ball lies right now. I'm punting it away, and I'm asking my defense to get me a stop and give us one more shot before the half to get on the board.
As our spotter Dan Behnke spotted pointed out, that Kansas City's really just been blitzing their linebackers straight forward, and it's been containing and just disrupting the entire timing of that double wing offense, and that's really been the key for Kansas City's defensive effort so far.
Yeah, Alex Perry's been in the backfield almost every play. Colin Rubel actually a lot of times plays defensive end, and he's been in the backfield.
Lakers on the screen going on for in fourth and 12, and they get about 1 yard at midfield, and that is... they're about 11 yards short of the first down, and it's going to be a turnover of downs. Tackle made by Noah Zaleski for Kansas City. Anthony Sheridan on the completion from Bryce Sears for 1 yard. And flip the fields right at midfield. Kansas City gets the ball with 8:35 left in the first half at the 50-yard line.
With how much pressure Kansas City's getting and pointing out the fact that those linebackers are blitzing on every play, the logical play would be a quick screen, pick up that one-on-one coverage. Your guy breaks a tackle, he goes for a big play. But that time, Kansas City responded well, and they were able to make the stop right at midfield and put their offense on the field.
Quarterback keeper, Sandon Cothrell, lulls around the left side, drags, breaks free, two tackles.
He's gone.
No one in front of him to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Sandon Cothrell with his second score of the night, this time from 50 yards out. And Cothrell on his last two runs, 80 total yards, and it's now 22-0. With 8:23 left in the first half. Just one play on that drive for Kansas City, and they find pay dirt. Great block from Noah Zaleski. Set that play up for Sandon Cothrell. Broke free of another tackle after that, and home free after all of that. And Sandon Cothrell finds the third rushing touchdown for the team tonight. 22-0 with an extra two-point conversion still upcoming.
Yeah, what a play, but it really comes down to an individual effort done by Sandon Cothrell. He makes the right read. He keeps it to himself around the outside. He has one guy to beat, and Lakers absolutely misses him. A broken tackle in the open field, and Sandon Cothrell, when he makes him miss, turns on the jets, and there is nobody there to catch him. 50-yard touchdown run. Kansas City goes up by its third score.
Cothrell under center, hands it off to number 7, Hayden Horn, and he dives through the left gap in for the two-point conversion. It is now 24-0. Kansas City leading the Lakers with 8:23 left in the first half, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and 5x5 or 5x6 starting at $499. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the Ruger AR-450, and exclusive Model 77 Hawkeye 450 in 20-inch or 24-inch barrels. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch Camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake, only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house Saturday, October 5th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leopold. Visit randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Other area scores. Ubley leads Reese 12-6 in the first half.